Approximately 19% of Americans had health care costs exceeding 10% of their income every year between 2006 and 2009. But between 2001 and 2006, the share of people with high medical cost burdens rose from 14% to 19%. Why did the share of people spending more than 10% of their income remain steady at a time when unemployment was rising and family incomes were dropping? Study author Peter Cunningham of the Washington, D.C.-based Center for Studying Health System Change says it's because out-of-pocket health spending was decreasing. According to Cunningham, virtually all of that decrease in spending was due to the shift from brand-name drugs to less expensive generics. I'm Brian Thompson.